South Korean stocks led gains among emerging markets on Friday as investor concerns over the Omicron coronavirus variant abated slightly, although regional currencies were subdued after more hawkish remarks from U.S. central bankers and NBSP. Scientists in South Africa, where the mutation was first discovered last month, said symptoms for vaccinated infected patients appeared to be mild, while a handful of U.S. Omicron cases identified also displayed moderate symptoms. And NBSP. Shanghai, Singapore and South Korea stocks rose between 0.4% to 0.9%. However, gains were capped by concerns over relations between Beijing and Washington after Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi said it would delist in New York. And quat, risk sentiment recovered overnight with virus and vaccine news flow being net positive, and quat, National Australia Bank, NAB, research analysts wrote in a note. However, volatility is expected to persist as it will take at least 2 weeks to assess the severity of the Omicron variant and the efficacy of vaccines, NAB added. Philippine shares paired early gains to rise 0.3%. And NBSP. Owing to the sharp declines earlier this week, the index is set to lose around 3%, its biggest weekly decline since October 29. The South Korean won eased 0.3% after firming for four straight days. In a week where Asian currencies underperformed, the unit is headed for gains of around 1% due to recent positive economic data that has fueled rate hike bets. And NBSP. The Indonesian rupiah slipped 0.2%, while most of its peers traded flat as the greenback found support ahead of a crucial payrolls report that could nudge the Federal Reserve to make earlier interest rate hikes. And NBSP. Two more Fed officials joined Chair Jerome Powell in striking a hawkish tone overnight, with San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly saying it may be time to and quote, start crafting a plan and quote, to raise rates to combat inflation. And NBSP. Next week we'll see the Reserve Bank of India meet for a policy review, where Barclays analysts expect it to take a step towards policy tightening by raising the reverse repo rate. That should bode well for the rupee, which is eyeing its second week of losses, down 1% over the period.